sense, the illusion of time. All the time we ever have is this moment. And if one earns that piece of wisdom, it means all endings and beginnings are just that. Just what we add onto the world, or we add onto reality. When we begin something, we have all these expectations. When we end something, we think that things have really ended. They haven't really. Life goes on. The moment continues. We still have to deal with our mind, with our body, with the defilements which come in our mind, and also with the happiness which comes in our mind. Whether we're on retreat or out there in the world, we have to deal with the same body, with the same mind. And so the retreat goes on. Sometimes I remember listening to this talk of a monk who, in Thailand, he was in Thai, and it was the last talk of his retreat. And he was commenting just what a wonderful retreat it had been, because he looked at all the people who'd been on this retreat, and everyone was smiling. And they were so happy. And he thought that perhaps it wasn't because of the retreat, because they were going to go home in half an hour. So isn't that so? The next half an hour, once we finish the metta meditation and you go and get your things together, are you going to feel happy? Why? Because you go back this evening to your hotel, to your house, to your armchair, have a nice meal tonight, you don't have to sort of stay up late, and tomorrow morning when it gets to 4 o'clock, no one's going to be ringing the bell. Isn't it strange that this tower, our happiness, is always with contrast? You know, we contrast what was yesterday, and that's how we get the happiness of today. Such a shame. Because if we really know about happiness, it's always there in the present moment. When we don't contrast, then we can always be happy, we can always be at peace. So be careful to carry on the mindfulness and reflection. As the retreat finishes, how do you feel? Why? What goes on? Sometimes we feel we've done so much, and so easy to leave all of your attainments, and every one of you has attained something in this retreat. You'll find out when you go home. One of the first retreats I went to, I didn't realise I'd done very much until I started going away from the retreat centre. And going in a car, I couldn't believe just the craziness of people out there in the world. And the car had to stop at a gas station to fill up with petrol. I couldn't believe how people talk so much and so loudly, what rubbish they talk. That's what happened to you when you go out there. As soon as you get out of this retreat centre, you say, why did I leave? As soon as you're in here, you can't leave quick enough. But sometimes when you go out there, you have contrast. When a person's in a retreat, day after day after day, they don't know how much they've quietened down. But everyone else is quietening down at the same rate. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less. When you go out and go back, you back with your wife, with your husband, with your friends, you just realise how cool you become inside. So that's why be very careful when you go outside. You will become very sensitive to people rushing around doing things so sharply. Sometimes it feels really awful. So be gentle with yourself and allow yourself to recondition to the craziness of the world. But whatever happiness and peace you have got, guard that inside. It's like someone's giving you a beautiful jewel. A jewel of peacefulness, a jewel of happiness, the jewel of letting go. That's the jewel which you should keep very carefully, as if someone's giving the most precious thing you could possibly have. If at the end of this retreat I gave out prizes, beautiful gold encrusted jewelry to each one of you, and then it was worth a fortune, worth many millions of dollars each jewel, would you leave it here? Would you throw it away? Would you just check it every moment when you get to the airport? Check it, still it's in my bag, when you get on the plane, still there. When you get home, have I lost it yet? If it's something very valuable, you check it all the time. You never lose it. I've given you something very valuable. The Buddha has given you something very valuable here today, this week. in this marvellous Dhamma, these marvellous teachings, the most precious thing in the world is freedom from suffering. There you have that jewel. It may not have done all its work yet, but it will do its work sooner or later. But don't throw it away. When you get home this evening, each one of you, please do some meditation. Half an hour or an hour, even if you have only 5 minutes, don't think that, oh, now I don't have to meditate anymore. Because then you'll just be throwing away all the beautiful momentum which you've made in this retreat. Keep it going as long as possible, so that all of the stillness which you've got so far, you slow down a lot. Keep it going. Don't speed up too fast. Otherwise it's such a waste of a beautiful, peaceful retreat. The way to do that is just to avoid things, avoid people. Just develop the solitude, the quietness, the shh around you. And that way you can guard that peacefulness. When you go home also, that peacefulness, that quietness, you'll be sharing with the people you live with. Because when you live with another person, your vibes, as they used to say, your character, the way you speak, the softness you speak, your sensitivity, affects their happiness as well. And so it's a wonderful gift you're taking back to the people you live with, the peace, the wisdom, and the kindness which you've grown in this retreat. The jewel which you have is not just for you, it's for everyone you live with and work with. You do fine as you meditate more and more, as you get more and more wise, that you're much easier to get on with as far as your friends and relations are concerned. You don't argue so much, you don't get so angry, you're more helpful, more caring, more sensitive. This is the nature of the growth of mindfulness. When the hindrances get less and less and less, the mindfulness, the wisdom, the compassion grow more and more and more. The hindrances are not just hindrances to wisdom and hindrances to calmness. They're also hindrances to loving kindness, to compassion. So you find actually you can, if you cultivate this practice, have more kindness and compassion than you ever did before. That's why that this way of calming the mind, good old Theravada, is the way of compassion. You're training how to be kind. Many people sort of worship kindness, compassionate. We should be compassionate. We should be compassionate. And they go and throttle the next person. You should be more compassionate. That's not compassion at all. That's not kindness. That's not that gentleness of the Buddha. It's wonderful reading the stories of the Buddha, how gentle and kind and patient he was when people were stupid and asked silly questions. He would listen to them, talk with them, and then very gently, slowly turn their silly questions into beautiful questions with profound answers. That was like the strength of the Buddha's kindness and patience. Even one of the stories which really impressed me, I still really can't figure it out. One of the Buddha's cousins hired assassins to come kill the Buddha. And when these assassins came with their sword to try and kill the Buddha, they just could not do it. But more than that, the Buddha bathed them in loving kindness, talked to them little by little, teaching them the Dhamma. And each one of those assassins went away a stream winner. Incredible, the power of the Buddha. There were people coming with such bad mind states, they wanted to kill the Buddha. They went away, complete Aryan stream winners. It's one of the strangest parts of the Vinayapitaka I've ever read. It just shows the power of kindness and stillness. You can change a person intent on murder to be one of the enlightened beings. So, I don't know if you came to this retreat intent on murder, but I hope you've got away, if not close to being an enlightened being. And so I want you to, not to talk too much, because there's lots of things to do, to finish off the retreat as we usually do, because it's a wonderful way So taking all that peace and all that good energy, all your effort, everything you've done, and just to mention, to lead, to guide, to focus on mind that it's not just for you, it's for the sake of all sentient beings. And as we go to do this loving kindness meditation, it's also the opportunity when we're spreading loving kindness all over the place to spread that loving kindness to all the people who've made this retreat possible. Some of the people like Ron and Bianca who've done all this cooking free of charge as an act of dana in a time they should be having a holiday. These both have jobs, they work, and they come here on their holidays just to organise, to manage, to cook, look after, run errands, just out of kindness. There's an opportunity to focus our gratitude on them, and also the gratitude for the Redemptorist monks who let us use this retreat centre. Yeah, this retreat centre is very beautiful. I'm always actually very pleased at seeing all the pictures from the cross, with Brian on the cross. Many of you know the life of Brian, don't you? So it's lovely to see Brian up there. And I'm still waiting to see his feet start moving at the bottom as you start to hear the phrase, "Look on the bright side, right?" Because that's what I've been teaching on this retreat. You know the ending of the life of Brian, I'm sure you know that. So even on a cross they can start to look on the bright side of life. So, have you been looking on the bright side of life, depending the perception of the beautiful? So to all the beings who made this retreat possible, may they all sort of be happy and well. So you can spread loving kindness to everybody. And then we can bring it back inside ourselves so we can keep it safely and secure as we go home. So if you'd like to just want to stretch your legs for a few moments, if you've got very sore legs, we're going to meditate only for about 15 minutes, not that long. Kind to your legs, kind to your arms and kind to your back, kind, be kind to myself. Then I can sit down and just cross the legs, close the eyes and just start to make the mind calm. Here we go. This is a loving kindness meditation. So with your eyes closed, first of all, be extra kind to your body. And say thank you to your body for allowing you enough time, not all the time, sometimes the body's been quite painful and sore and sick. But thank you, body, for giving me enough time to practice some meditation, to listen to the Dhamma, to be able to come on this retreat. Some people's bodies are just too sick, they can't come at all. So having loving kindness to your own vehicle, your body, thank you. And see if you can just make this body just a little bit calmer, a little bit more content. If there's any aches and pains, just relax all the area around those pains, as if you were soothing a young child who'd been hurt, fallen over and bruised themselves. When I was a young boy and I fell over, I'd run to my mother and she would kiss it better. Does that bout of loving kindness actually work? What hurt before, when my mother kissed it better, gave it love, it just completely went. And I'd go and play around and fall over again. So when the body is quite calm and still, just let go. We're not going to steer the body or the mind. No control. Just let go, be at peace in this moment. Just feel the body, feel the moment. Just let go of all thinking. No controlling, no counter argument in your mind. Just be quiet for these last few minutes. Afterwards the mind can think, plan, do whatever it wants, but not now. Just really get into this moment. This moment which has always been there for you. The moment of peace. The pleasant present. Listen to the bird. The hum of the traffic in the background. In this moment you're far from that traffic. You're much closer to the birds. Now in your mind's eye, if you can, imagine a small, helpless being, whether it's a small puppy, a kitten, a baby, some being which you imagine is lost, hungry, desperate for some affection and some kindness, like a stray puppy or kitten, like a baby who's been abandoned, without love, without a mother or father. And you come across that being, and with all of the kindness and care and compassion in your heart, with that being being imagined in your mind's eye, pick up that being and give it your kindness, give it your compassion, your love. At first there will be fear from you and fear from it about loving kindness and compassion. Overcome that fear. That puppy, that kitten, that baby needs you as much as you need that object of compassion. Pick that focus of compassion up. Pick it up in both arms and bring it close to the chest. And feel the warmth, imagine the warmth of that mental being, the imaginary puppy, the imaginary kitten, the imaginary baby against your chest. Imagine you can feel its heat against your heat. Feel the pumping of its heart against the pumping of your heart. Feel its eyes gaze with hope into your eyes. The small puppy, kitten, baby, as it asks for hope, you give it your kindness. Little being, I care. I will look after. I will make sure that your happiness is important to me. I will protect and care. I will show my compassion and love towards you. And bring that love, that compassion, that kindness to a point in that being, an object where you can gather up all the forces of nurture, kindness, love to that one being. And imagine as you give your love, your kindness, your energy, your selflessness, where you don't care about yourself, where you're giving completely 100% to somebody else, the small puppy, kitten or baby. See the reaction in that being, how they soften, stop shaking with fear. Whatever love they give, you give them, they give you back in trust. See a bonding coming between the object of compassion and the source of compassion, as you bathe that being with loving kindness. May you be happy and well. May you be free from all suffering. I will look after, care and tend for you for the rest of your life. My happiness is your happiness. I love, I care. My loving kindness goes all around you, through you, bathing you. Little puppy, kitten, baby, you have a friend. You have someone who will always help. Whenever is necessary, I'll be there for you. Bathe that being with your loving kindness, as if there was a feeling of warmth coming from you to that being held close to your chest. A warmth which is more than just the heat of your blood. A warmth which comes from the heart of loving kindness, and bathes that other being and comes back to you from that being. It's full acceptance, full giving, full selflessness, giving for another being, caring, nurturing, loving. It's as if there was that warmth was like a golden light. Just imagine it was a golden light coming out from your heart, the source of loving kindness, compassion, bathing that imaginary being. Imaginary being, I love, I care. The door of my heart is always open to you. When those feelings of kindness, compassion, love are strong enough, allow that imaginary being to fade for a moment, and in its place imagine someone very close to you, a wife, a husband, a child, a friend, a parent. Even though they may be hundreds of miles away, imagine them as if they were before you now. They too are like the lonely, hungry, vulnerable puppy or kitten or baby. They too need your love, your kindness, your care, your help. This person who you spend so much of your life with, give them your loving kindness. I love you, I care for you. Whatever you do, wherever you go, the door of my heart will always be open to you. Bathe that person with the golden light of your loving kindness. Bathe them up and down right the way through until, like a sponge soaked with water, that loving kindness has penetrated completely through them. Imagine their response, the look on their eyes, on their face, when you give that loving kindness to the person closest to you in this life, your care, your love, your warmth, wishing them well, wishing them freedom from pain and suffering, wishing them only happiness and peace. Imagine what they look like, how their fear and their pain actually change to a smile, to softness, if your loving kindness to them makes them glow, and their glow comes back to you. May close friend, close partner, may you be happy and well wherever you are. I care enough to wish that for you. And the mind's wishes do have power. I determine to help, to care, to be selfless enough to want your happiness and to bring it about. May you be happy and well, close friend, dear friend. Feel that golden glow get brighter and brighter, going right around them, getting so bright it goes way beyond. Without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room, all of your friends in the Dhamma, who have experienced the same frustrations, pains and joys as you have felt. They are no different than you. There's no superior, inferior. Whatever someone's attained is because of the support of others. We're a group, we're a whole. Give your loving kindness to everyone in this room, your care and well wishing. May each one of you, wherever you're from, feel the happiness and warmth which I give you freely from my heart. May you be free from suffering and pain. May all the frustrations and ill will get less and less and less until they all disappear in the peace of jhana and realization of truth. Give each one that loving kindness, wishing every one in this room the very best. The golden glow of loving kindness doesn't just wish them worldly happiness, but the other worldly happiness as well. At this moment I'm selfless enough to stop thinking of my own attainments and needs and lacks. Now I think only of you. May each one of you say this from your own heart. May each one of you be happy and well, be free from suffering, be free from pain, and end this cycle of rebirth. May we all be enlightened. And with those words, a golden glow going right around this room, bathing the whole room and everyone in it, out of compassion, gratitude, kindness and respect. All these people have helped me during this retreat just by being here. Thank you so much. Give gratitude, give kindness, give love. Now as these words of kindness, loving kindness, begin to grow in the heart, spread that imaginary golden glow of loving kindness like a beautiful nimitta growing brighter and brighter and brighter until it bursts through these walls and reaches to all the people in this retreat center, the monks, the animals, the birds, even the little ants in your rooms. May all beings in this monastery retreat center be happy and well. May you all feel the same peace which I am feeling now. May you all be happy, at ease, feel the beautiful bliss of release. I wish all beings in this monastery happiness. Imagine that loving kindness just growing beyond all bounds, covering this whole city of Perth today, in which there are people dying in hospitals, there are men and women having arguments in their homes, there are people at peace and happiness going about their business. All beings, no matter what you're doing in this city, I give you my loving kindness. I just wish you happiness and well in whatever way you're looking for. May all beings in this great city of Perth, even the dogs barking, the birds, all beings, may you have a moment of peace, a moment of freedom from craving, as a gift from me, a gift of loving kindness from a little meditator sitting in this room. Spread that golden glow throughout the whole world, spreading all over this world of wars and arguments, of anger and strife, over the world of happiness and joy. May all beings, human, animal, invisible beings, may all beings in this great world find happiness and peace. May all beings learn to live in harmony with one another, sharing rather than fighting. May all beings realize that the peace is there in your own heart now. You don't need to steal it from another. May all beings learn the Dhamma of tranquility, compassion and love in this world. May all beings feel happiness, feel peace. So don't feel the tears of loss and frustration and the pain of separation. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings experience the bliss of peace. May all beings realize full enlightenment. Give that pure golden glow of the very best, of the ultimate happiness, your wish, your aspiration for all beings in this world and other worlds, in this whole universe. Your wish at this moment is to give all the energy, all the good karma, all the merit you've built up in this retreat freely to all others. May the merit the energy, the power of my teachings, your practice, everything for this retreat be shared amongst all beings, wherever they are. With true sincerity, I have enough love and enough compassion to share with everyone, spreading that golden glow so it gets brighter and brighter, not thinner, giving it to all beings in this world, everyone. Now come to notice this one in here, this being from whom all this energy has gone out. And the more energy you give out, the more you have inside. Bring that golden glow and surround this being, this little person sitting here, me, and start to say, may I be happy and well. Whatever failings during this retreat, in this moment, I forgive them all. I let go of the past. Whatever successes and good things I've achieved in this retreat, I'll celebrate those. Well done. Each one of you has done a marvelous thing just by sitting here for 9 days. Give that warmth, that loving kindness, just like your mother would have praised you for doing something difficult, would have loved you, would have been warm to you, would have cuddled you and kissed you and made you feel so great, such a hero. Wish yourself that same warmth and acceptance and love as once your mother used to do. Wishing yourself, may I be happy and well. May I be at peace. May I cherish all of my fine qualities and achievements and forgive all my faults and let them go. Giving yourself this indiscriminate, unjudging loving kindness, this acceptance, this contentment of who you are. The door of my heart is open to me, no matter what I've ever done, no matter who I am. At this moment, my loving kindness will make me at peace with myself. I am at peace with myself now. No more war, no more striving, no more criticism. That's love, loving kindness, compassion. The golden glow circling in, around, and within this body and mind you call you. May I be happy and well. May I find freedom from pain. May I find liberation from suffering. May I experience the bliss of liberation. May I be enlightened. Giving all that golden glow to yourself, concentrating it in its source, in your heart, as if it was coming from a beautiful white lotus in your heart, the pure white lotus of Dhamma, and the heart of that lotus, the beautiful golden light. Put that golden ball of light in the heart of that lotus, in the center of your mind. Very gently allow the lotus to close up, keeping the golden glow, the beauty, the purity of loving kindness deep within you, where it can be used when you go home. Tonight, tomorrow, at any time, for yourself and all other beings. Please sit silently while the monks give the final blessing. Sabba Buddha Nubha.
Ratanang, Dhamma Ratanang, Sangha Ratanang, Tina Ratananang, Anubhavena Chatura, Siti Sahasa Dhamma, Kanda Anubhavena Pitaka, Taya Anubhavena Jinasa, Vakanubhavena Sabete Roga Sabete Bhaya Sabete Antaraya Sabete Upadava Sabete Dunimita Sabete Avamangala Vinasantu Ayuvaddako Dhanavaddako Sirivaddako Yasavaddako Balavaddako Vanavaddako Sukhavaddako Hotu Sapada Dukha Roga Bhaya Vera Soka Satu Chupadava Aneka Antaraya Piwina Santu Chatejasa Jaya Siddhi Dhanang Labang Soti Bhagayang Sukhang Balang Siriyayu Chavano Chaboga Vodhi Chayasava Satavasa Chayu Chajiva Siddhi Bhavantu Te Bhavatu Sa Pamangalang Rakhantu Sabadevata Sababuddha Nubhavena Sada Tibhavantu Te Bhavatu Sabamangalang Rakhantu Sabadevata Sabadhamma Nubhavena Sada Soti Bhavantu Te Bhavatu Sabha Mangala Rakhantu Sabha Devata Sabha Sankhanu Bhavena Sada Soti Bhavantu Te May the Triple Ten be your guide, be your refuge, be your light throughout your whole life until Nibbana.